This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. The Spring Awakening Festival will be held on Friday, June 7th through Sunday, June 9th in Hoffman Estates. React Presents marketing associate Dom Brown is going to join me to talk about what we can expect in this upcoming event. Thanks for joining me, Dom.
Pleasure to be here with you.
When was Spring Awakening started?
Spring Awakening started back in 2012 at Soldier Field. It was an iconic year for the festival. We had Skrillex, Afrojack, Moby, Carl Cox. You know, I still hear some of the kids talk about how epic it was when Skrillex raised his kind of spaceship and it began to rain there in the field. A truly iconic moment that is unforgettable and a great way to kick off the festival.
I have to ask, though, man, why EDM? Why not some other type of music?
Well, you know, Chicago's rich with house music, and we feel like it's kind of an epicenter for, you know, great DJs, great music, great culture. And we really didn't have kind of an existing EDM festival that kind of, like, you know, took over the Midwest. So we decided to kind of, you know, lean towards the EDM. And, you know, don't forget, the umbrella of EDM covers everything from tech house, house music, you know, bass house. You know, there's so many genres in that that umbrella. So, you know, when you say EDM, it sounds kind of pocket, but it's a huge variety.
That is so true. There is so many different genres within the EDM umbrella. How do you decide what goes where?
You know, we've gotten kind of good at this. You know, we do this throughout the year over probably like 350 times. We throw shows at different clubs and things of that nature. So we've gotten well practiced in terms of, you know, what music sounds good, what music goes where, what DJs sell tickets. So, you know, the festival is kind of like a culmination of, you know, our expertise at what we do best. That's what React Presents does. We present good music and good places for good people.
So I have noticed that you guys jump around from different location to location. Yeah, so Hoffman Estates, is that going to be your new place?
Well, actually, there's only been two locations for Spring Awakening Music Festival, one being Soldier Field, and then two being Adams Meadow Park. But of course, you know, like when you put a festival somewhere, the idea is to help build the neighborhood and build the infrastructure of that community. And so Adams Meadow Park was able to build a new field house. They've got a new soccer field. And so with that construction, we weren't able to return there, you know, and that's kind of sad because it was the city. But we're looking forward to great achievements here at Hoffman Estates. We can't say that that's going to be, you know, our final dwelling place, but we are excited to have a new field, a new space, three times the size of any of the Spring Awakening sites before, and a new community to work with, and just some new challenges to face.
Now, outside of music, is there anything else that's going to be happening at Spring Awakening?
I have to tell you that this year we have gone above and beyond in terms of experiential. We're trying to make this a fully immersive experience for our fans. You know, yeah, people come for the music, but we want people to also remember the experience and how Spring Awakening made them feel. So there's going to be, we've got a hot air balloon ride that's going to be going up and down all day. We've got carnival rides, some awesome experiential installs. We've got a ton of new like actors and actresses that are going to be in costumes and characters, lasers, robots, you know, the whole nine. We're really going above and beyond, you know, because a lot of people were a little bit skeptical about the new location. So we want to deliver a festival that's never been seen before.
So for Spring Awakening 2019, what's the lineup looking like?
We've got over 100 DJs on the lineup this year. We've got Chris Lake. We've got Grizz, Alenium, we've got DJ Snake, we've got a fan favorite, Rez, we've got a slew of locals, we've got Alan Walker, Benny Benassi, Blunts and Blondes, Cookie Monster, Dylan Nathaniel, I mean, the list goes on. We've got Galantis, a Chicago favorite, Gene Ferris, we gotta shout him out. And then for the bass community, we've got like Hesh, Back to Back, Bomber, Liquid Stranger is on there, and then, you know, Rusko, Sheepasan. I could go on forever, you know, but the full lineup is available on springawakening.com.
Is there ever a limit on the DJs?
Of course, you know, we only have so much time in the day, but we try and jam-pack that day with as many DJs as we possibly can.
So does React Presents to any other festivals?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got our baby that's so close to our hearts, Man Beyond the Beach, which takes place on Beachfront here in Chicago, and this year it's going to be August 23rd and 24th. You know, that's more of a lifestyle festival. It's not really EDM-driven. It's more like hip-hop, alternative, tech house, techno type of thing. And it's got a lot of, you know, yoga, wellness workshops, sound healing, things of that nature.
Well, Dom, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about Spring Awakening?
So they can visit springawakeningfestival.com. And you know what? It was such a pleasure joining you here today. And I hope that all of our fans decide to make the trip out to Hoffman Estates and see this amazing festival that we've worked so hard on.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.